All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Good morning. We left off. We spent a few moments in Mirat Hashem this morning with Reb Tzadok. So we are picking up in Mirat Hashem on page Lamed in the Be'er HaKasidus. So the Rebbe introduced us to the beautiful idea yesterday that the way to go ahead and bolster oneself with incredible strength to combat the Yitzhara is through Torah. So when a person learns, a person steeps themselves in Torah, ultimately one acquires the strength to be able to go ahead and Ezehu Gibor create or acquire the Gvura, the strength, in order to go ahead and rein in on one's Yetzer Hara. So Reb Tzadok goes on, he says, Sha'ayideh Sha'osik Ba. So we'll say on page Lamed in the Be'orei HaChasidus, the left-hand column, about four lines up from the bottom. Sha'ayideh Sha'osik Ba. When a person learns, Hu Miskaber Al Yitzro, he is able to overcome his inner desires, wants, proclivities, passions. Kimo Sha'amru Chazal, who else is incredible? The Yitzhara Miskaber Bacha. So the Gemara says that if you see that the Yitzhara is starting up with you, what should you do? Mashchehu lebeis hamedrash. Pull the Yitzhara into the base medrash. Want to hear this? If the Yitzhara is starting up with you, pull them into the base medrash. What happens? Im even hunimoach, if you think that the Yitzhara is like a stone, ultimately again he will dissolve. Vim barzel hu misbotzeitz. And if it's metal, if the Yitzhara is like iron, then ultimately again it will explode. The idea being that Chazal understood, and it's actually a profound idea on a number of different levels. A person is struggling with the Yitzhara. And of us, we all encounter this. Sometimes I'm struggling with something, and no matter how many strategies I seem to employ, I can't seem to get a handle on this particular issue in my life, this particular desire, this particular want, this particular Yetzirah. So the Gemara says, pull your Yetzirah into the base medrash. Pull it in. And when you pull the Yetzirah into the base medrash, then ultimately, again, the Yetzirah itself not necessarily could be conquered, but could ultimately be subdued, at least for some amount of time. Now, there's two things with this idea of pulling it into the base medrash. Number one, obviously the Rebbe over here is talking about the power of Torah. And the power of Torah to allow us to develop the inner strength to fight back against the things that seek to derail us on an inner level. And I'm about to say, we all know this. We know that we feel different after we learn versus when we're not learning. But the Rebbe is adding something else. The Gemara doesn't just say that the Yitzhara is starting up with you, open up a sefer. Rather, it says pull him into the base medrash. See, the power of learning is not only about the Torah itself that you're learning, but it's all, we see this all the time, it's also about embedding yourself in an atmosphere of spirituality. What do you find in the base medrash? What's in the base medrash? The Beis Medrash, ultimately, again, is an avirah, is an atmosphere of Kiddusha. In the Beis Medrash are other people who themselves are looking to become better versions of themselves. So it's interesting that sometimes when you're struggling with something in life, it's not just about, you know, what you need to do strategically to overcome that particular issue, but it's making sure that you're surrounding yourself with the right kind of influences. Surround yourself with the right kind of people who will give you the chizuk to do more and to be more. Put yourself in an atmosphere of Torah, because then in addition to the actual Torah that you're learning, the Kiddusha that's around you will permeate into you as well. It's such an important yisod in life. The strength we get, literally again, from involving ourselves and surrounding ourselves with Torah is incomparable. He goes on, he says, "Vizeh kimo sh'amru Chazal, page Lamed Aleph, sh'amru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael." This is very beautiful. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, "Bni, or Banai, my children, barasi yetzahara u'barasi la Torah tavlin." Hashem told us, I have created the Yetzirah. You know, both say, one of the most frustrating things that we have in life is our Yetzirah. How many of us have been struggling with the same things, right? The same averus, the same behaviors, the same things for years. For years, right? So I mentioned this. You know, one of the interesting things in life is I think most of us, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, come to Elul, and it's important because it's almost here. It's almost Elul. Right? To think about the idea that, like, when we do tshuva, I don't know, at least for me, I find there's good news and bad news. What's the good news? The good news is, I don't know, maybe at least to my, at a certain point, rarely do you come to like Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and realize that you've committed a new Avera, right? It's not the pshat that like this year, I don't know what happened, like 17 new averos, right? Generally, that doesn't happen. What does happen? It's the same averos. And it's the same averos that very often I've been doing for 10, 20, 30 years. And that's the difficult and frustrating piece of life. And sometimes we think to ourselves that, you know what, obviously, what does that tell me? I'm not going to change. This is what it is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my children, don't despair. I gave you your Yetzirah, but I also gave you the remedy. What's the remedy? The remedy is Torah. And I must say, you can understand that on a simplistic level, but on a deep level, what Sadik is saying is the power of Torah to transform us as people, the power of Torah to uplift us as people, is incomparable. Sheim atem oskim batorah ein atem nimsarim biado. Because again, if we're able to steep ourselves, and again, remember, Rav Tzadik saying Talmud Torah means, yes, active learning. Talmud Torah also means putting yourself in the Beis Medrash, surrounding yourself with growth-oriented people, and putting yourself in an atmosphere of Kedusha. Shezeh ober ma'asha amru. The Yitzro Sha'adam is Karbala V'choy. All right, you know what? We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this last line of Mirza Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach. Incredible. All right, everyone, Zoom, we're still good?